Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our Big Brother 19 live feed update for July 20th. We are here to tell you everything that's going on the feeds yesterday on the 19th. It's weird how that works. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and today I have brought you some great guests. First is the man, the myth, the legend. It's Pooya. How you doing, Pooya?
Good. Happy 720 to everybody out there. Hope everyone's having a good morning.
All right. I've also got Alex Kidwell with me. How you doing, Alex?
Doing good. Yeah, I felt like today was an appropriate day to wear my Don't Blame Me, I Voted for Kodos shirt, given all the controversy and confusion that has surrounded this week's Den of Temptation voting.
Yes. Rob Sesame in the chat says, bring the bagels. Pooya, you brought us bagels, right?
Absolutely. Half price for everyone.
Okay. Still out of my range.
All right. Well, we are here to update you on what's been going on the feeds. The top story of yesterday was we had the Den of Temptation. They went into the Den of Temptation. They came out, and we still don't know who got the Halting Hex, for sure, at least. It seems like most people have narrowed it down to it's either Jessica or Dominique. Dominique has been talking to the cameras. She's been saying, next week, when I nominate Paul, I'm going to stomp on the snake. He's not even a cobra. He's a snake, and I'm going to stomp on him when I nominate him. So indicating that she plans on being there next week. However, Jessica also, right after the Den of Temptation was, they went into the Den of Temptation, she was talking about like, hey, guys, you're not going to vote to evict me. I just want to make sure I'm not blindsided, which is like totally what you do if you had a hidden immunity idol in Survivor. Like, just don't blindside me. As long as I need to know whether or not I need to use this thing. So there are different hints either way.
Especially to a sucker like Mark, right? Who's going to be like, oh, yeah. We would never do that to you. Absolutely. No. Yeah, you deserve at least that. No matter what's transpired between us in the past, like, we would always give you that for sure. Like, yeah.
Pooya, what do you think? Which way are you leaning? Do you feel like it's one of these two? And if so,
yeah.
Do you have an idea which one?
So I think it is one of the two. And I think we've seen it from two angles. So we've seen it from House Perception and I would say like feeds direction. So I've noticed a lot of zooming in on Jess. Usually with things like this, if they're just getting attention out of nowhere, that's usually a good giveaway. But then also the things you just mentioned with the questions she's asking and the way she's thinking about everything. Now she's almost certain Cody's going to come back. And then she's like, oh, if I play HOH tomorrow, I'm throwing it. It's like, why are you throwing it? Maybe you're safe. That's why you start thinking of things really flashy when you have some kind of power or immunity. So I would say it's a bit of a giveaway that it's Jess, but I mean, still speculation.
I like when Pooya's on because he's just a naturally rhythmic guy. Like the two things he pointed out, it could be a Rick Ross song, like House Perception.
Oh, we'll get direction. To rap because Dominique's trying to do a speech. So we'll talk about that in a bit.
Yeah. Yes, I have to agree. I think it's got to be Jessica here. Obviously, it can go any way, but between the fact that Dominique has barely had any diary room sessions in the live shows or in the episodes and hasn't been much of a character until just now when the voting is already closed, and the fact that Jessica won two of the three polls I put out over the last 2 weeks, Dominique never won any of them. A lot of people were rallying around Jessica for a long time. There was a push for Dominique toward the end, but it really seemed like too little too late, especially since the casual audience doesn't really see much of Dominique again until recently. It feels like this is Jessica's. Most people in the house seem to think it's Jessica. Paul seems very suspicious of Jessica right now, and her behavior does seem to indicate that she may have gotten something. Dominique's also seems to indicate that she may have gotten something, but Dominique is also just, you know, she's been isolated. She's talking to the cameras. She's kind of just like laughing out of nowhere, and that's kind of been her behavior for a while now, so kind of hard to judge with her. So Alex, are you on board? Do you think Jess has it? Probably.
I think Jess has it. Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of Dominique's, you know, if you want to call it erratic behavior, I don't know what you want to call it, but I think you could kind of chalk it up to like the gradual mental deterioration that we often see from people who are isolated in the Big Brother house for long stretches of time. Like, I think it's just she needs to talk to some people that she doesn't hate. And she needs to, I think it's going to be good for her when she's inevitably, I think, evicted tonight. I think ultimately that's going to be in her best interest to be able to get out and talk to some other people. And I mean, you know, on the other hand, you know, not only does she walk on cobras, she steps on snakes. I mean, this is really... It's really impressive.
Yeah, she's a snake walker. It's a thing. So Jessica has denied the fact that she has this temptation to Alex and Jason. She said, I don't have this thing. And again, she's trying to make sure she doesn't get blindsided here, because obviously if she has the power to stop the eviction and she's going to be evicted, she wants to use it, which means theoretically she could accidentally use this. If she gets the wrong sense of where this eviction is going, if people start to be really sketchy to her today, we could see her accidentally use this halting hex to save Dominique. And who knows how that affects the battle back, whether that means that there'll only be three people competing, or whether using the halting hex is what stops the battle back, or if the battle back is already in play and somebody will definitely come back because of the curse from accepting the halting hex. So there's still a lot that's unclear. The curse was something that affects the whole house, they said. So it seems as though, to me, the idea is they're obviously definitely having the battle back regardless. And since the curse affects the whole house, that's exactly what they said when Paul came into the house. It has to be that they come into James. The house because of the hex, right?
Oh.
What, you think we're getting James back?
He's waiting in the wings. He's always waiting in the wings. He's just always like, you know, just I feel like they always just have him in a trailer just off site somewhere, just ready to pop in at any moment.
Yeah, the curse is that not that James is playing the game with you, but he's just going to be playing pranks on you all season long. And yeah. It's a curse. It's not a curse on the house, actually. It's a curse on the audience.
Oh, who put that bucket of butter up on the door? Like just precariously above, you know, who could that have been?
Yes. All right. So Jessica, she got really active after this whole Den of Temptation thing. She started talking to Alex and Jason about Paul and Cody, and how Paul had kind of said to her, well, if Cody comes back, I feel like Cody might want to work with me. And once this got back to Paul, Paul was not very happy about it. He was like, what is she talking? I'm making alliances with people who aren't even in the house? Puya, does this seem like a good strategy to you?
Well, for Jessica, I mean, she's trying to plant some seeds around to get, and like Paul is almost everybody's confidant. So he would be a great person to seem like you're going to be aligned with moving forward. But for Paul, it's not so good. And I feel like Paul, through some weird, God knows what kind of read, how he's getting there, but he was adamantly trying to get Jessica to feel skeptical last night. He wanted people to kind of put some seeds of doubt in her head. And that would be good for him, because, I mean, this halting hex, if he gets it out of the way, he gets it out of the way. But, and also, added speculation of that now, for me, is if the halting hex is used, is Paul safe another week? Because there's no eviction, technically, and he was safe for three evictions.
Yes, the wording on his safety is that he's safe for three evictions, not 3 weeks. So there is speculation that if the halting hex is used, there will be no eviction. Therefore, he will be safe for another week. I have to say, personally, I feel like that's not going to be the case. I know that like technically that would be the case, but I think they meant just 3 weeks, and I don't think they want to have to extend that and explain it to the audience. Granted, this is the show where just like last week they had to do like a 30-minute segment of explanation for how the week worked, but still I feel like they're not going to go by the letter of the law with this one. Of course, that's just me guessing. Well, Alex, what do you think?
I mean, these freaking temptations, man, it's just so ridiculous how like much minutia is involved, and how like there's like direct uncertainty regarding a lot of things. You know, when they post the thing on Facebook yesterday that says find out about the temptation on Sunday, but Julie's saying last week on the Thursday Night Eviction show that you like will find out about the temptation this Thursday, but then we're wondering like how can they fit all that on one episode. Like, man, with this halting hex, like there's so much I just don't understand. I need a potions master, Taryn, to help me figure this out. Where's Snape at? Where's Snape to help me determine the rules for the halting hex?
Yes, Jason in the chat says, Chrissy, can we get you to confirm? I we made fun of Chrissy, but I think she was clearly on to something, because
somebody needs to read that book.
We need the
absolutely
rule book. All right. So Paul is annoyed at Jessica here. She's been a little too active for his taste. She's been talking too much. They briefly question, should we still take Dom out, or should we maybe switch the target over to Jessica? Paul does stick to his guns here, but man, there's a lot of opportunity for Dominique to come in here and flip this vote, because there's a lot of sentiment toward Jessica still that's just like, this is no good. And they suspect she has the temptation. So this is a great opportunity to just wipe her out and eliminate the temptation if it is something that can be used by choice. So there's a lot of reason to flip the house on Jessica right now. It hasn't happened yet, but I could easily, if Dominique made a surge, or if Jessica really just put her foot in her mouth today, I could easily see the vote flipping, which is not something that I would have said prior to this. Right, Puya?
Yeah, I mean, you guys have been talking the last couple of days with Dominique and how she's just kind of like isolated and given up and just talking to one camera alone all day. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take in this game. And this is the second week in a row, I feel like, where we're seeing the person on the block start doing something, but like the day of. But in this situation, with this den of temptation looming large in people's heads, and like there's somewhat of a push to get Jessica by a couple people. I know Matt and Raven are kind of like even looking at her. So there's still some game to be played. And if she plays her cards right, she could. But I mean, this is Dominique. Is she going to do it? Probably not.
Yeah. And you know, Paul, who is annoyed at Jessica right now, he goes to check in on Dominique and he's like, hey, are you okay? It seemed like you were crying. She's like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. Don't worry about it. He's like, you know, I hope you don't feel like you can't talk to people in the house. I hope you don't feel like you have to isolate yourself. She's like, isolate myself? People have been isolating me. And they get into an argument about it. And Paul leaves that conversation very annoyed at Dominique. Like, his annoyance with her is completely refreshed. He goes and he complains to everyone about her.
I'm going to wear a snake costume for eviction now.
Yes. It solidifies his choice to wear the snake costume on the live show. And any idea that maybe he might flip his vote to Jessica, I feel like at this point is like, well, I can't get through to Dominique. There's no way I can keep her in the house. So with Paul in control of this vote, it seems like, if anything, this just solidified the fact that Dominique is going to go home, right, Puya?
Yeah, and I mean, it's her own fault for not wanting to play ball with Paul. And it's a shame for her, but it's just one of those things where she went against the grain, or they went against her, and she blew up. And now the toothpaste is out of the tube. She cannot really put it back in. She can't let bygones be bygones. She can't try and work with him. And anything Paul says, she feels like she has to argue back. And that's just not good communication.
Yeah, it's being in the Big Brother house is not about being right. It's about being deceitful, right? When Dr. Yeah. Will is on the outs in season 2, he doesn't say to Hardy, I hate you, you're the worst. He pretends that he's best friends with Hardy and that Hardy is his messiah. And then secretly says to us in the diary room, just wait. And it works. That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do.
Right. And yeah, ultimately, I mean, I think, you know, you also have to think, like, even if you just don't want to think about it on that strategic level, like, fine. But then just think about, like, this is like what you're doing is basically exactly what Paul wants you to do. You know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't do what Paul wants you to do. Like, the easiest thing for Paul is for you to, like, just, you know, not talk to people and not make a strong effort to flip votes and stuff. Like, that's what he's hoping this will do. So, like, you know, you should not be reacting in the way that makes his path easiest. You should be trying to counteract what it is he's doing.
She has given this advice before. We just saw it in the episode last night. She has told out, keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer. So why, Dominique, are you not keeping Paul close and you're just pushing everyone away? And then you're upset that nothing's going your way. I can't with Dominique.
Well, I think that wasn't actual advice. I think that was just part of her riddle in terms of trying to get them to understand that it was Paul. Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer, meaning Paul is the tempter.
Nudge, nudge.
Meaning push Paul away. Martin in the chat says, Malcolm is the real snake. Yeah, Malcolm, he's the dangerous one. We got to watch out for Malcolm.
I don't know who that is.
Yes, exactly. I would say I tweeted this out last night. So theoretically, the battle back can still be blocked, right? So we could theoretically have a situation where Cameron, who is evicted night one, worst case scenario for any super fan, for any person who goes on the show, night one, he's been in the house for 12 hours. He's been in sequester for what, like 2 months now. If he defied the odds, comes back from the dead, wins every single battle back, somehow manages to beat Cody, and then is blocked from entering back into the house, he will legit, he will be the unluckiest, most screwed person in Big Brother history, right? Right, Booyah?
No question, no debate. Sorry, Jody, he usurps you. Like, that would be rough.
Somebody called it the double Jody. It's just like, man, this just cannot catch a break.
Honestly, at that point, it's irresponsible for CBS not to have him on like some kind of like permanent watch. Like, I would be worried for his mental stability. I'd be worried for anyone's mental stability in that spot. That's really not cool.
I feel like they have to bring him back for another season if that happens. If he wins the battle back and doesn't get back into the house, they got to be like, all right, you earned your place into some house at some point.
Yeah, give him Christmas's spot on OTT too.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, exactly. All right, so we also had Josh talking to Alex and Jason. He's already having a power trip and he's not even HOH yet, Alex.
Yeah, how about that? I mean, Josh is so ridiculous, man. Like, he's just such a character. I feel like this is a guy, like, he clearly doesn't have a lot of life experience. Like, he's very young and, you know, he lives at home, I think. So he's like not really, he's got a lot of like delusions of grandeur and stuff like that, that like sometimes you still have as a very young man who thinks, like, who doesn't necessarily realize yet that, you know, we're on a, you know, a speck of dust hurtling through nothingness, then you're like a meaningless just piece on that like couldn't be less significant. But, you know, enough morbidity.
Some deep philosophy talk from Alex early in the morning.
The bottom line here is that Josh is like, you know, one of these kids that like, he wants his like revenge of the nerds moment. Like, he wants to be able to win HOH and like take down the cool kids club. And like, he's just so into this idea of like, you know, taking down Mark and Matt. Like, never mind that you can only actually evict one person on a week. Like, he has two targets and they're both going to go up and out, I think, somehow. And he's going to find a way to put Mark on the block, you know, on slop for multiple weeks. And like, he's just got this like, you know, vision in his head of like him just like dancing on the corpses of these two alpha male guys with like all the girls like, oh, Josh, you're so great.
Adam in the chat says Josh is a beta, but yesterday on the live feed update, I believe Brent said Josh is an alpha.
Sorry.
Puya, do you want to settle this debate? Is Josh an alpha or a beta?
Josh is a hybrid. Josh is like if you took Jared from BB Can and Napoleon Dynamite and put them together. That's Josh. With like, even he sounds a little bit like that with the "oh, but my family." Like, what is that? Josh is just a weird blender type person. I feel like one day he's a bit of an alpha, one day he's the biggest beta. And it's just going to keep going back and forth. That's why Josh HOH would be amazing, because it would be alpha Josh for a whole week. And that would be crazy.
I think yes. One personality is one and the other is the other.
Now, there you go. Lindsay points out Josh is an Omega, remember? He's an Omega. He's the end all.
There we go.
Yeah. He wants to go after Matt and Mark. He wants to make their lives hell next week if he wins HOH. I wasn't kidding. He said himself that he's already power tripping and he hasn't even won yet. And you know, Alex and Jason, they're like, oh yeah, I mean, that'd be okay. I'd be okay with him winning that HOH and just going totally bonkers. That'd be okay for everyone involved, right, Alex?
Yeah, I mean, there really are two Joshes. I mean, there's this, you know, remorseful, quiet, like semi-dignified Josh, and then just like ridiculous, like just, you know, cartoon supervillain Josh. Like, I don't even know what you'd call it, but it really is bizarre how there's like just these two people. I think like Isaac Hayes on South Park once called it split personality schizophrenic GB. And that's what I would say. That's what I would say Josh has right now. Got that going on.
Okay. Basically what to expect in this live eviction. We expect Dominique to be evicted tonight. We expect Jessica to not use the halting hex, correct? As long as nothing changes today. And
yeah, somebody says the wrong thing and she's like, wait, am I going home? Or, you know, who knows?
Yes. And as Puya queued up earlier, we also expect Dominique to maybe do a little rap. Puya, do you want to tell us about this?
Yeah, so I've actually got the first couple lines written down here. So she starts off with a classic Dominique line. It's never easy to witness a false fact, which in its own way is just roundabout. And then it's never easy to dribble the ball back, because you're not supposed to. So I dribble to scribble through all that, which basically summarizes how quickly she tanked her own game this past week. But it's just like you listen to Drake and then this is what you're delivering to me. Like, you know, throw it. I don't know. Throw like some ad libs in there. It's just Dominique needs to go, guys. Just let her leave. It's all right. It's done.
Alex, can you write a better rap than Dominique? Maybe with Puya.
How now, Green Snake?
Puya, if you got into the Big Brother house, would you write raps for your eviction speech?
With all the free time I have in my hands, I would not really want to do it, but I know I would do it. I reek of someone who would just come up with something and be like, yeah, you know what? Why not? It's my 8
so much out. Downtime.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, the downtime.
You'd have a shout out to the LFC, right?
Of course. That's how it started, man. Yeah.
Yes. All right. That is our update for today. Let me know if you have any questions in the chat. Otherwise, we will wrap this up. Make sure you check out our episode recap tonight after the episode. We're going to be talking about the eviction. And Alex has an announcement. We got a replacement. This is a top tier guest, right? I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, I'm excited too, because this is someone I couldn't get last summer. He was underground. He's laying low, but he's back. Steve Moses on the podcast tonight.
Yeah, my boy.
Winner of Big Brother 17. Should be a good time.
So make sure you keep out on the lookout for Steve tonight. It's going to be very exciting. And then tomorrow night, we will be recapping the Battle Back episode after that one. And then again, of course, Sunday night on the West Coast time, we'll be recapping the Sunday episode as well. Probably not going to have an update, a live feed update tomorrow. The feeds are going to be off after the live show tonight. If something occurs today on the feeds, which it usually doesn't because this is usually a down day, they're usually getting ready for the live show. But if there's something to update, we'll be here. If there's not, then we might take the day off. So if you don't see this podcast in your feed tomorrow, don't be alarmed. It's just nothing happened because they shut the feeds off for the Battle Back. And make sure you also check out my new show, The Terran Show. I am recording with Brent today. It's gonna be very exciting. Right after this podcast, I'm gonna be recording Brent. I'm gonna be talking about his life, all the crazy stuff he's done. It's gonna be great. So make sure you check that out. And then also make sure you check out Matt Liguori's power rankings on robiswebsite.com. He had Ian Terry to join him for this one. So very, very cool stuff. So yes, thank you so much for joining us. We will see you next time.